now, we have an Eyewitness News exclusive, a travesty. A young boy thrown in jail as a 16-year-old high school sophomore, now more than 3 years later. This young man is free. Criminal charges completely dropped. And good evening again at 5:30. I'm Diana Williams.
And I'm Sade Bitterenwah. It is an outrageous case of justice derailed. How could it take 3 years for prosecutors in the Bronx DA's office to figure out they didn't have a case while a teenager sat in jail on Rikers?
Investigative reporter Sarah Wallace joining us now with her exclusive story. Sarah?
Well, Diana and Sade, the Bronx DA's office is refusing to say anything about this case, using the excuse that Khalif Browder has now filed a civil rights lawsuit. He was a teenage kid walking home from a party, literally snatched off the street and charged with robbery. It was a weak case from the very beginning.
I spent three New Year's in there, four of my birthdays. I spent a lot of holidays in there.
20-year-old Khalif Browder may be physically free, but mentally he is still trapped behind bars on Rikers, where every day was a battle to survive.
It's very hard when you're dealing with these dudes that's wild, tall, and they're big, you know what I'm saying? And they got weapons and shanks, and then they're in gangs. And you know, if you don't give your phone call up or you don't give him what he wants, you know they're gonna jump you because he got about other 15 other gang members. It's very scary.